ABC Radio Australia.
Well, news this week that the United States is planning to strengthen its bonds with three Micronesian states by renewing its military agreements with them is dividing opinion about the motives of the government of President Donald Trump. Some say that it's a welcome sign that the US is committed to the welfare and security of the islands, particularly because of the changing geopolitics in the region and China's increased influence in the Pacific. But as Priyanka Srinivasan reports, objectors claim that it's actually a cynical attempt that's just trying, was seeing the US just trying to curry favour with Pacific Island nations in a move that they say actually risks undermining their independence.
Today, I'm here to reaffirm the United States will help you protect your sovereignty, your security, and your right to live in freedom and peace.
During a historic visit to the Federated States of Micronesia, at a joint news conference with the presidents of FSM, Marshall Islands, and the vice president of Palau, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo outlined the influence of China in the U.S.'s renewed interest in the region.
Just as we did during World War II, we will oppose any larger nation's attempts to turn the Pacific Islands into footholds for regional dominance. We know China seeks to engage and to influence this region, but I'm convinced that the people of the Marshall Islands, the people of Palau, and the people where we're sitting here today understand that having partners that are democratic are the best partnerships for the people.
The comments came as Mr. Pompeo announced his government was in negotiations to renew a security agreement with Palau, FSM, and the Marshall Islands. Called the Compact of Free Association, or COFA, the deal gives the United States control over the airspace and waters of these nations. In return, the countries receive millions of dollars in financial aid. For Dr. Tierra Napati from the University of Colorado, who's an Indigenous Chamorro scholar from the island of Guam, the deal highlights the unequal relationship between the United States and its Pacific partners.
We are the pawns in these global balances of power that are being forged and contested by other nation states. The U.S. military is virtually trying to gain exclusive vast swaths of the Pacific in exchange for these kind of what I would consider crumbs.
She believes the U.S.'s military installations in Micronesia have led to ongoing environmental destruction on the islands, and the renewed interest in the Pacific does little to address that.
The COFA states really aren't in an equal relationship with the United States, as we've seen, not just by these gestures in 2019 to try to bring us to the table or come to visit, but also the fact that throughout Micronesia, we have lots of different problems related to the U.S. control, colonization, and militarization of our islands.
Esther Kia Aina, the executive director of the Pacific Basin Development Council in Hawaii, sees it differently. She was once the assistant secretary for insular areas, the U.S. department in charge of managing financial aid to Pacific countries, and says America has a moral obligation to engage.
The United States, first and foremost, as a moral obligation to help in the advancement of self-determination, economic development, and the overall well-being of the people in these areas. That is why I guess I am pleased with Secretary Pompeo's announcement that the U.S. will enter into renegotiations.
She says the region has always been strategically important to the United States, with China being the latest in a long line of security threats.
These areas, first and foremost, have always been important to U.S. national security interests in the region. So China may be a recent player into the region, but historically, of course, it was the Soviet Union after World War II. The freely associated states have always been strategically important to the United States.
Of course, the Chinese government, through various projects and through various efforts to try to entice people to go to China, have really made their presence known.
Dr. Underwood is president emeritus of the University of Guam and a former politician. He says Chinese penetration in the region has weakened America's standing.
The U.S. is trying to shore up its position in the Micronesian region to sort of ensure the continuity of looking at this part of the Pacific as the American lake. But that's already sort of dissipating.
But rather than being a source of anxiety for Micronesian states, Dr. Underwood believes it presents them with added leverage as they enter into negotiations with U.S. officials.
It's not that Palau and the FSM and the Marshall Islands see a military threat. They see a changed economic environment. So the U.S. response should be how to help facilitate economic growth and strength rather than to remind people about World War II and the good old days when we had the American Lake. It seems misplaced.
Secretary Pompeo's comments have prompted the foreign ministry in Beijing to accuse Washington of attempting to drive a wedge between China and Pacific Island countries. And the U.S. is being urged to abandon what China calls its Cold War mindset.